At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is the first of the month. Well done, Jimmy. So, Mike Cugno is going to join us this hour. We will talk some Miami Dolphins with him. We're going to get some headlines. So, I bet I had a bad day gambling on the Dolphins. I had Dolphins -5. Mm. They won by 4. I had Devon Achane, 32.5 yards receiving. He didn't get a catch.
Nope.
He didn't have one reception.
He wanted Tua to throw it.
This Tua, man.
Just give it to him.
Man. So, and then I had one other loser. What was it?
Did you get suckered in by Darren Waller over on reception?
No.
Because it was 2.5.
Appel did.
I had a parlay. Dolphins to cover 5.5. Achane over, I think it was 79.5 rushing yards. And Waller over 2.5 receptions.
Thought you had it.
No. I had it in, and I was going to put a unit on it, and I'm like, this is it. And I said, you know what? Dolphins aren't going to cover. There's no shot. Like, I don't trust this team to cover.
That was a good move by you. Remember what Appel told us last week because he had been on the Saints game?
Saints, the defense, are going to be pesky.
He said they're just going to be a pest, right? Yeah. That they're going to hang around. Somehow it's just going to be annoying by the end. I literally couldn't have handicapped that game any better. That analysis was so spot on. But anyway, I had that, so I had lost. So now I decide I'm just going to chase in the late game. And the late game, I see this quarterback that Minnesota is trotting out there. What's his name? Brosmer. Max Brosmer.
Never seen him before in my life.
That was my point. And Seattle's a decent team. And Minnesota's been bad with the quarterbacks who they thought were good.
Yes.
So now they trot out this guy, Brosmer. So now I take 2 units and I put it on Seattle -11.5. This is a live bet. The game was already underway. I don't know if the line was 12 because I think Seattle had the ball at like their own 3. So I think I had I was able to shave a half point off it. So I put everything on Seattle laying the points, and you guys saw what happened there. I mean, this Brosmer made one of the worst passes in the history of the NFL. But this is crazy. From Bleacher Report, in week 12, J.J. McCarthy had a 34.2 QBR. In week 13, yesterday, Max Brosmer had a 32.8 QBR. If you spiked the ball every play, it would be a 39.6 QBR. That's crazy.
It's wild.
That is nuts. Anyway.
And I think they were going against the quarterback that they said, we're okay.
I watched
we're good
at the end
go.
Of the game. They had Kevin O'Connell and what's his name?
Sam Darnold
were talking after the game. Yep. And I'm thinking to myself, you dummy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw someone tweeted out, it was like Kevin O'Connell bought into his own hype, which is, hey, every quarterback seems to look good under me. I can do, you know, I can make it happen with any quarterback. And you gave up two decent quarterbacks, maybe three, because we had talked about who was on the roster. Was it Daniel Jones was on the roster?
Yeah, Daniel Jones was last year on the roster.
Yeah. So I have a confession. You know, I spent Thanksgiving up in Tampa with my son and a family friend and obviously my wife, and we did Thanksgiving up there. I was telling Solana before the show started. Aronde got in my head last week when he was talking about traditional Thanksgiving meals. Because, you know, last year I gave it up, and then I forgot what we had, but I finally saw it on my, like, Snapchat, you know, on this day. Lori had made steaks and stuff, so we had, like, steaks and potatoes and all that stuff last year. And this year, we were going to be at a restaurant. We were going to stay at the Renaissance. By the way, shout out to Victor Solis, my friend at the Renaissance in Tampa. When I say hooked us up in the presidential suite, it was just unbelievable where we were able to spend Thanksgiving.
I saw a video.
It was really above and beyond. And when we got there, he had left us a charcuterie and a bottle of wine and desserts for my birthday, which had been earlier that week. And like, just a real thing. This room was so big, there was a table, a dining room table that sat 10. Big chairs that sat 10. Crazy. It was great. And I wanted to watch all the games on Thanksgiving Day, and it was perfect. You didn't feel like you were in a hotel room. I felt like I was in my apartment. And then, you know, Friday night, my son roots for the Bears. My wife's from Philly. So, it was perfect. So, thank you, Victor. And I highly recommend anyone stay at the Renaissance in Tampa where the International Mall is.
We didn't even talk about it, and we don't have to do it now, but Victor hooked me and my family up as well in the Pickleball Champions Suite. Brought us a bunch of cheeses and fruits, a bottle of wine, but also brought my brother and I an enema.
I know that because he had texted it to me, and I forgot to bring it up last week. He had texted me, I'm including this in Solana's welcome basket. And it was a Fleet enema.
I had it.
It was great. Yeah.
Y'all didn't run it back?
Yeah. Oh, of course they ran it back. He doesn't have it.
Two came in the box, actually.
So it was fantastic. But here's what happened. So we ended up having Thanksgiving. You know, Juliana is like a daughter to me. She's been part of our family forever. So, and she goes to USF. So me, Lori, DJ, Juliana were at the restaurant at the Renaissance called Gabriella's. So my Thanksgiving meal, they had Thanksgiving plates, but my Thanksgiving meal was rigatoni.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's what I went with. I went with rigatoni, and it was a delicious cream sauce, and it was chicken in there. And it was fantastic. And I love when they serve you something in like a cast iron, almost looks like a pan, but, you know, like a big, thick, like there's something about that. There used to be a place in Boca, it closed. It was called Jimmy C's Pan Pasta. Mm-hmm. And all the pastas they would serve you were in, you know, these hot sizzling pans. It's the best
wood
way to
underneath.
Eat food. No.
Put like a little thing under it?
No. It was just like that. Well, actually, the table was wood, now that you say.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I've been there.
So
big money.
The rigatoni was really good. Lori and DJ both got cheeseburgers.
Mm.
Lori got hers with stuffing on the side because they had the traditional Thanksgiving meal. She's very picky, though, about turkey that she eats. And so she likes turkey that's carved off a bird.
Mm-hmm.
But this was obviously not going to be that. This was probably going to be the breast, like what you said you bought.
Yes.
So then she's like, and I'm like, but you wanted a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Like, we were looking at the menu, and I'm like, hey, get the turkey and get the stuffing. And they had cranberries and all that stuff. And and I'm like, but just know that you're not going to love the turkey.
Yes.
And she's like, well, I'm going to ask her if it's processed. I go, you're what? I go, no, you're not. Mm. I go, what? You're going to go, is the turkey processed? And she's going to go, I don't know. Let me go ask. And then she's going to go ask somebody who has no idea what you mean by is the turkey processed. And I always say, this is my wife. When she goes to Publix, and she'll go up to some guy who just got to this country, and you know at Publix, they can't tell you no. And she goes, hey, I'm looking for the Yiscor candles. I'm looking for the Shabbos. I'm looking for the Tam Tams. And I want to get a bottle of Manischewitz. And now the person just is walking up and down every aisle. Now we're following this guy.
Un momento.
Yeah, it just like. So I'm like, you're not asking, is the turkey processed? Because whatever answer they give you, I'm telling you, you're not going to like the turkey. So she ended up getting a cheeseburger and got the stuffing on the side. So it kind of satiated her need for something Thanksgiving. And Juliana got a grouper sandwich that was excellent. But that's and we had a traditional Thanksgiving pretzel to start everything.
Not a pretzel. That's weird.
Yeah. That's so, again, this is what we knew that we were doing a restaurant, and we weren't going to have a traditional Thanksgiving meal. But I couldn't get out of my head what Aronde said to us last week. Do you remember what he said to us?
The leftovers.
And he was saying, forget about the Thanksgiving meal. Think about the sandwich that night during the late game. Think about the sandwich the next day when you're watching the Black Friday game. And it's been in my head.
He got me.
He dropped a pearl of wisdom when I least expected it. Mm-hmm. Dropped a pearl of wisdom. So I'm sitting there. Now it's the Black Friday game, and, you know, I did have some rigatoni in the fridge, but I didn't want to make the rigatoni. And I think I am back next year to a traditional Thanksgiving meal with turkey, stuffing, green bean casserole, mac and cheese, cornbread. I think I'm doing it because of what Aronde said, which is the leftovers for the next few days.
That's not bad. We did the traditional and add on. That's what you got to do.
Right, so spice it up a little bit.
We had the turkey. We didn't, like I said, I just got the breast. I didn't get the full bird. Smoked the breast, same way, but smoked the breast. We had the green beans. We had the greens. We had the mac and cheese. We had this mashed potatoes. Oh, I ruined the mashed potatoes.
What'd you do?
So I boiled them, but then I was working because I made them on like Tuesday. So I let them dry out, and they were cold. Then I tried to mash them cold. Then they got chunky. So then I thought I was putting in half and half to whip them up.
Yeah.
I put in whipping cream. So then they became all like frothy, like that, whipped cream.
I think my mother used to make them with heavy cream. I don't know if heavy cream is the same as whipping cream, but heavy cream, like these were deadly. Yes. Deadly.
And so, but they were the same little carton from the store. So I do that. So then now it's all frothy, and I'm like, okay, well, let me put some butter in there to smooth it out. So I melt butter, I put it. Now I'm just pouring sour cream in it, cream
best.
Cheese.
Those are the best potatoes.
And
I want those. You didn't ruin those. You made those great.
I knew it was a problem because I was making the food. So then when our family came over, I put out the meal, and I lay it out on the island. And then, you know, everybody, kids are playing, my mother-in-law there, and they're watching TV, my uncle, everybody. And I say, you know, food served, Thanksgiving. And as everybody walks in the kitchen, they say, are those grits? Are those grits?
Like it was that
it was weird.
Almost liquidy? Like
it was like chunky, like, but I mashed it, and then I got the little
because sometimes if you use those fake potato flakes, it can be misconstrued for grits if you don't cook it the right way. But you were using actual potatoes.
Actual potatoes, but once they dried out and then I tried to mash them with the masher, then it was chunky. So then I got the little cake maker thinking I'm going to really smooth it out. But now it just gritted it up. Mm. Everybody thought they were cheese grits. Mm. They were surprised when they tasted potato. I let them ride with the grit.
It happens to sound delicious because I love the heavy cream and the sour cream and the butter. Throw a couple chives on there for show.
Had the bacon when the bacon crumbles. Like I had everything, but the potatoes just weren't potatoing for me.
Make that for
but me. But we did have stone crabs from Delaware Chicken Farm. That was an appetizer. And the little honey baked ham my uncle brought over. So we had the normal, but we also threw
in some
curveballs.
But you also got the leftovers.
A little queso.
You got the leftovers.
A little queso. So we had the turkey and everything on Friday, but we also had some spice up Thursday.
That's delicious, man. I've been eating leftovers with bread rolls, making sandwiches, mashed potato, corn casserole, green bean casserole, leftover turkey. No joke. I had some this morning for breakfast because why not?
Yes. You know what? After 2 years, I think I'm back because of Aronde. I think I'm back. I want the traditional. I want to see Lori slaving away in that kitchen while I'm betting, and hopefully we'll have online roulette at that point. And I want to do, after 2 years away, I am here doing. Don't let me forget this, by the way.
Gotcha.
Because I'll forget this, and then next November we'll roll around, and I'll say, no, I'm not doing turkey. I'm back.
You want some potato grits?
I think those sound great. I think those sound great. I think those sound great the way you described it.
Okay, potato grits, here you come.
What is the deadline on Thanksgiving leftovers?
Mold.
December 20th.
Oh. I ate some greens this morning. To your point, it's
there, man.
It's there. And they're delicious.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's get headlines. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Mold, huh?
Yeah.
Even then, you just chop it off.
Yeah, a little white little circle gets on the mashed potatoes.
You're fine.
Everybody wants to know, what is wrong with Tua Tagovailoa? He threw for just 157 yards. The Dolphins did win, by the way. I should start there. But he's thrown for under 200 yards 7 times already this year.
It's his worst season as a pro, yes?
Oh, hands down.
Yeah.
He threw for under 200 a combined 7 times through his first 3 years alongside Mike McDaniels. So over the last 3 years, a combined 7 games he threw for under 200 yards. He was available, obviously. He's done it now 7 times already in this season, And there's still five games remaining in the season.
Man. I'm going to look because I remember what game he gave up on him.
Dolphins.
Baltimore.
Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites, by the way, at the Jets this coming Sunday.
Baltimore game, they were down. He threw the ball 40 times. Last time he went over 21 attempts. Like, they're not putting the ball into his hands anymore. We gave you 40 attempts and you scored 6 points? We're wasting our time. Give the ball to Achane 20-plus times.
I mean, I've talked all day long about the Hurricanes and the eye test. It's the same thing with Tua. I mean, if you have eyes and you're watching the game, he does not look good back there. He doesn't.
Can't move.
Like, noticeably different than he has looked. Noticeably different.
Thought about you when Brock Purdy ran the naked bootleg for the touchdown.
My move.
He's Brock Purdy. He's like, it's not Michael Vick.
Yep.
Tua can't do that.
Cannot do that.
That I thought about you when I saw Brock Purdy take 18 minutes to go 3 yards.
Imagine Devon Achane, now a quarterback who can run an RPO, and there's an actual threat of running with a fake handoff to Devon Achane.
Didn't want to bring it up earlier because Devon's going to want a lot of money, and is Devon going to take that into account where I don't want to be the main piece of an offense where everybody can concentrate on me?
By the way, I was talking in the last segment about the Hurricanes and Notre Dame, and you were saying, what about the draft? And I was saying Cam Ward, whatever. Somebody points out Liam Eichenberg came right out of Notre Dame, so I may have to change my argument. John Ruth from the UM Hall of Fame and Museum wanted me to let you know Notre Dame last won a national championship in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
The Hurricanes have won 3 since then.
Oh, I knew that.
All right.
But they've played in 2, to be fair. I'm just saying they've played in 2.
Oh, listen, I mean, if you can't close the deal. I mean, I've talked to plenty of pretty ladies at the bar. I don't go home with them. What's the difference?
Why is Notre Dame so damn famous?
Rudy.
No, seriously. To John's point, they're not just winning national championships. Notre Dame is a football powerhouse, even when they're not good.
They didn't feel, I'm guessing, in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, like a regional football team, which is what everyone rooted for. I'm guessing they were America's team. That felt like America's college football team. And I think it's based off Newt Rockne, correct?
It makes sense. I don't know who Newt Rockne is, but
didn't Ronald Reagan play Newt Rockne in a movie?
So it's why everybody's a Cowboys fan, and they don't know why. It's because those Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman days, it was America's team. Everybody just became to love the Cowboys.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Hawk. You grew up in the Midwest. Is football not a Midwest sport? It's like...
Yes.
I mean, now in the South and everywhere, people play football,
but... It was blue-collar, cold weather. Right.
Cornfield kid is going to grow up. Yep. He's going to drink Crowder's mashed potatoes. He's going to eat them. And he's going to be a great football player. And the dream was to go play as a good old Catholic boy for Notre Dame.
Yes, correct.
And that's what they're living off the 40s.
Yes.
No, I just...
Newt Rockne is regarded as one of the greatest coaches in college football history. He had over 100 wins and 3 national championships. Newt Rockne died in 1931.
Mm.
So this was...
They're living off the 10s?
The 10s and the 20s, it seems like.
We got to move on.
He was the head. I'm sorry. He played at Notre Dame from 1910 to 1913. He was the head coach at Notre Dame. His national championships were 24, 29, and 1930. So don't tell me when I'm living in the past with the Hurricanes. Bring that same energy to Brady Quinn, all right?
Oh, Coach Rockne.
Bring that same energy.
Come on, Coach.
Goodness. People are pointing out Ronald Reagan played George Gipp, the Gipper. Do it for the Gipper, not Newt Rockne.
Hmm.
And who's George Gipper?
The Gipp?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you. Do it for the Gipp. George Gipp.
Is that like do it for the Graham?
Not so much.
A little less skin.
George.
That's how the Graham is when they show off their pieces.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, like, you could put anything on Instagram. You don't have to do it. Yeah. You don't have to do that.
What are you going to put on the gram?
George Gipp, nicknamed the Gipper, was an American college football player at Notre Dame under Newt Rockne.
So the 30s and 40s were big time for Notre Dame.
Seems to be the hot era.
But they had to have been successful in the 70s and 80s because the Hurricanes' biggest rival before it became Florida State was Notre Dame, Catholics versus convicts. Mm. And those two games that they played with them in the 80s were massive. I mean, they decided whether or not the Canes were going to the national title game.
George Gipp, the Gipper, died at age 25 of strep throat and pneumonia 3 weeks after a victory over Northwestern in his senior season, and he was the subject of Newt Rockne's "Let's Win One for the Gipper" speech.
He was on the team and died of strep throat.
Yeah,
and they won the game for him. I never knew why they called it that.
Yeah.
Strep throat.
This is a different time.
This is like 1915. I mean, listen, nowadays, people are going to be dying of strep throat again. We're getting rid of all these vaccines. But that's a whole nother story. Back to the Gipper.
I used to die of pink eye back then.
Well, you better look out.
Glad I was born late.
I don't have enough time with Cuno, so let's wrap up the headlines.
Heat play tonight, 7:30. They get the Clippers, final game of this homestand. Inter Miami will play in the MLS Cup final on Saturday.
MLS trophy. The championship trophy is going to visit us this week. Very excited about that.
Could you point it out right now?
No. I don't even know what it's called. Is there a special name for the championship match or the trophy?
MLS Cup final. I don't know.
Is that what it is?
I don't know if the trophy has a name or not.
Gold.
I showed Hawk.
I know it's gold.
I showed Hawk the FIFA World Cup trophy because we have some replicas here.
Yeah.
He didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I didn't.
I showed Len, our program director, the FIFA World Cup trophy. He didn't know what it was.
It's America.
Miami will play Vancouver in the final. FIU blew out Sam Houston in the regular season finale. They won 7 games in Willie Simmons' first season as a head coach.
Why am I looking on Wikipedia for this when I can text Whittingham?
Man, you got Willie Simmons thinking I don't like him.
That's you, bro. That's
no,
not me.
That's you. Coach is talking to me online. I'm scared of Willie.
Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. Right now in South Florida, I don't know because Hawk closed the curtains in our studio.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah. I apologize.
All right. So do your own research for the weather.
Nice out there.
Check your own app. All right. Mike Cuno from CBS4 going to join us in the next segment. Do one for the Cuno.
Cuno doesn't
eat. I mean,
eat
win
food.
One. Win one for the Cuno.
He can't eat. Cuno can go to Delaware. I don't know what he eat because he doesn't eat groceries. They do have crackers, Cuno. Go to Delaware for the crackers.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Lane Kiffin introductory press conference will be getting away momentarily. We're getting underway momentarily. Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You see him anchor sports here on CBS 4 in Miami. He hosts Dolphins Weekly Live and the Dolphins postgame show on CBS. And you see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ. How about that? Hello, Cugno.
What's up, Hawk? How's it going?
I mean, a lot. There's a lot going on. It's a content-rich environment, Cugno.
Football's king right now.
Football is king right now. So much stuff. That Dolphins win rung a little hollow. I think we've come to the conclusion 2 hours and 35 minutes into the show. So what's wrong with Tua?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I will say what's amazing, though, and I think you have to give head coach Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins credit, is they have a young left side of the offensive line. They had a right side of the offensive line that was mangled with injuries, and yet they still leaned into the running game, figured out something with Daniel Brunskill, and Devon Achane's a 1,000-yard rusher 12 games into the season, and it's kind of their calling card. They've gone from like this finesse passing team to all of a sudden they're running the ball down people's throats, and I know it's not perfect all the time, but to have all that influx on the offensive line and for them to still say, no, we're going to do this and do it and have that kind of success and it be kind of be the backbone of the offense right now, I think that's kind of impressive.
Is it impressive, Mike, if they were forced into it? Because to the point about Tua, where I don't know if he's capable of throwing the ball 35 times and having a 70% completion percentage or like doing things that those great quarterbacks do. Are right. you impressed by them running the ball a lot because that's what they have to do and their best player is Devon Achane?
What's the saying? Necessity is the birthplace of invention, something like that. I mean, look, if you can't consistently throw the ball down the field and make the plays in the passing game, then you've got to figure out other ways to win ball games. And that's where I think they certainly deserve the credit. Now, it's not anything new that they've used Achane. Obviously, last year he had a bunch of yards and a bunch of production. But it's just if that's what's going to win you ball games and you're going to hang your hat on it, stick with it. And basically, Tua just don't make the killer mistakes at this moment until they figure things out. But at the same time, a quarterback who makes $50 million a year at some point has to elevate your football team. I'm not giving him an out here. There's going to be a game where the Dolphins are going to have to throw their way back into it to either come back or win it or put it away, and that's going to fall on his shoulders, and he needs to play better to make that happen, no doubt about that. But I do want to give them credit for at least coming up with something in the run game that can carry this team, and it's helped them, you know, in this three-game stretch.
I'm with you, Cugno, because I think the offensive line deserves a ton of credit as well based on how well they've been playing, and clearly they're getting healthier. So I'm with you on giving credit, but big picture here for Tua, is there a direction or is there a path for you that changes his future with the Miami Dolphins other than him just like out of nowhere, snap of the finger, looking like Tua from 2023? Because the way I look at it here, I don't know if you agree, this mm-hmm. version of Tua Tagovailoa might be just the version of Tua we're going to get from here on out.
Yeah, that's what is worrisome. Like you have to it's not like the offense is devoid of weapons now with Darren Waller coming back. The fact that he got one or two targets yesterday, that has to change. He is such a mismatch. Call players, not plays, right? Get the ball to those guys, make it easier on your quarterback. if the offense, for whatever reason, is not clicking with him at the moment. I don't know. That's why I said at the beginning of this, if you make $50 million a year, you're expected to elevate not only the offense, but the team. That is what that price tag comes with. It has to improve. I mean, if we're going to look at this and the Dolphins are at the end of the year and they're a game or two away from the postseason and they can't figure it out offensively because they can't throw the ball in 2025, then that's a problem, and that's going to have to be addressed. That is just the bottom line business of the NFL that will have to be looked at in the offseason.
Cuño, do you buy into any of the, hey, they've won three in a row, the four out of five, this is a hot team at the end of the season?
Yeah, I do. I'm more and more in on them. And the reason I say that is because of, I think, the three wins all looked a little different. Now, yesterday was really ugly, but you've gotten a blowout win against the Bills, and then you found ways to win games. And in the NFL, no matter what the opponent is, oftentimes they will come down to one possession, one score games, and you still have to find ways to win the game. And the fact that you got Terrell Dodson out there calling plays on defense that ends up being a winning play that Minka Fitzpatrick makes, like, these are the things that you look for in the guys you have to rely on. And I like that they're able to figure out ways to win the game, where this is a game in September that they probably end up losing.
Yeah, Mike, I was going to say that because the offense is Devon Achane. We all know that. Give him the ball 22 mm-hmm. times, he has 134 yards. Tua threw it 23 times. They had 150-something. But defensively, are they – did we play – I don't know how the man's last name, Shuck. It has a C or K in it. It's Shohei, H-O-E. I don't know what the hell his name
Shohei,
is.
Shohei, you got it.
Shohei.
Shuck, yeah.
Shuck.
Shohei, him, you nailed it.
And Marcus Mariota. But we did beat Josh Allen. Is the defense improving, or are we playing bad offense?
Well, I mean, Marcus Mariota pushed that Denver Broncos defense to the brink yesterday. Yeah. So it's not like it's
a couple
not
of wordsmiths on this show.
Man, I swear,
Shuckhawk is taking it to the brink.
Oh, man, yeah, to the brim, to the brink. I don't know. I just as soon as I started stumbling, I knew it was going to completely derail whatever the hell this question was about. And now, Solana, I get it now.
Yeah,
I totally
it happens.
I totally understand. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Where are we
about.
Going with Mariota anyway, to the brim?
I was watching over the weekend, Solana. This came up on my feed telling us about, who was it? Who was the old Dolphins receiver, little scrappy white guy? He had to do his physical at Duels Airport.
That was
your story, Cuño, jackass. You got me. You put me in a brutal
dullest,
position.
Dullest gate. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that clip, Cuño? I was crying, laughing over the weekend.
Yeah.
Who's the receiver?
River Craycraft.
Yeah.
That was your story. I was reading Cuño's story from CBS 4.
Amazing
when
you
he was over in Madrid.
Pronounced Craycraft, but he couldn't get Dulles right. Anyway, what were we saying?
Who knows?
Defense got better. Defense. We got it.
Yeah. Look. The defense has gotten better. But I like what Jordan Brooks said after the game yesterday, that they still had a lot of things to clean up. And they certainly do. As ugly as that game was, they did allow Tyler Shuck, Shohei Ohtani, get back into the game. And that's one where you look at a rookie quarterback on the other side and coming out of the half down 16, and you just got to put them away. And that's, I think, the next evolution for the Dolphins and that defense, is just learning how to put teams away when you're up. They played with fire a little bit yesterday, and that's why I said I think that's a game in September they lose, but they were able to figure it out at the end of the day.
Hey, so Cuño, now that we're a couple games away from the end of the season, is this more of a defensive team in your mind or an offensive team? Because you and I have gone back and forth. What's the identity of this team?
Yeah.
And it was, you know, Achane or bust, and it very well may still be Achane or bust, but what is now the identity of the Miami Dolphins in your mind?
That was a question you and I kept asking each other right in the beginning part of the year. I think the identity now is they are a run-first team, And an identity they need to shed, though, is the fact that they can't score in the red zone. I think they're like 1-for-5 in their last two games in the red zone. Don't let that overshadow what you do between the 20s, because that could, in fact, be your downfall when these games get tighter. We saw it yesterday. The fact that they were putting up threes instead of sevens, that became a big issue in that game, and that's what allowed the Saints to come back.
I just read an incredible tweet, and I'm checking to see this guy, Wes Steinberg. It says NFL and New York Giants insider, but is that for real? He's got 23,000 followers. It says defensive end Abdul Carter will miss the first drive tonight for disciplinary reasons after getting caught watching porn in a team meeting when his headphones disconnected.
Mm. Oh, no.
Motivation, whatever it takes, they said.
I mean, you got to study game film. You want to perform.
A big night ahead of
it. Is that, you think that's any chance that's a true report?
I don't think
so. Seems a little too detailed,
yeah,
right?
What was on that computer screen wouldn't be told.
I don't
think
so.
That ever happened at the CBS4 newsroom?
No, but I will say a funny story. In college, the like finals week, everyone goes to the library to, you know, everyone's pulling all-nighters. And it happened to someone where someone opened their computer and it was like the last thing they were watching at home before came to the library.
Uh-oh.
As soon as they open and like they close the computer and just immediately walk out of the library. And it's just like everyone starts cheering and clapping. And just like,
oh,
it's such a bad moment at like midnight on a college campus.
Yeah, I have made the pact with myself. There are moments where I will absolutely launch my phone or computer right off the balcony into the pool if push comes to shove. There are moments. We'll leave it at that, Cuno.
This is where this always goes with me, and I hate it.
Jimmy, you've got some great stories of being caught watching porn, don't you, Jimmy?
No.
Are you sure? I feel like that's happened here at the station. All right, don't worry about it, Jimmy. Hurricanes belong in the college football playoffs, Cuno, and I know you went through something similar with your FSU Seminoles.
Oh, man, I feel so bad for Ole Miss. I really hope they don't get let out of the top 12 because Lane Kiffin left.
But there's precedent. There's precedent. It's the same thing that happened to you.
There is. But I hated it when it happened to Florida State, and I'll hate it for them, too, because that is so unfair because they did nothing but go out and do what they had to do on the field, which is where this should all be decided. This whole saga is so disappointing on so many levels. And maybe the worst part about it is you have like former college football and pro players saying, oh no, look at the eye test. Like instead of settling it on the field, how I think athletes all want everything settled on the field, they're some of the loudest voices in this against, you know, the head-to-head resume between Miami and Notre Dame are former players. I think that's incredibly, incredibly disingenuous.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it for Ole Miss, but I'm really more concerned with the Hurricanes. I think they're getting hosed.
Someone's going to get hosed here, whether it's Ole Miss, Miami, or BYU. Someone's going to have like their entire season ruined by a bunch of dudes in a boardroom.
If we stayed at 4, we wouldn't argue about 13 or 12.
I get that argument, but also if you finish the season 10-2. And have beaten Notre Dame, Florida, Florida State. Like, you did all right. Like, you passed the eye test of being a college football playoff team. Like, they did fine. I don't want to lose those two games either. They probably could have tried to win that SMU game in regulation. Like, there's obviously moments. But, man, you had a 10-win team, and your wins against the hardest opponents were all there. So
yeah, no, and listen, Notre Dame had a bad loss on their schedule last year, Northern Illinois, and they went all the way to the national championship game. That still should not be the determining factor what keeps Miami out. That's what's a shame in all this.
There you go, Mike Cuno from CBS4. Thank you, Cuno.
You got it, guys.
All right, there you go. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next. Solana's got to get out of here, right? You got to go to the Kaseya Center?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'll do your headlines in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and we will continue talking football as well.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.